Wait till five. We're approaching five very quickly. So, okay, let's open this Port of Lopez regular meeting February 14th, 2019 at 5 p.m. And thanks everybody for coming. And I just want to mention right off the bat, it is Valentine's Day, and I intend to have dinner with my Valentine and get out of here as close to 6:30 as we possibly can. So let's just keep that in mind. I'm saying that so we don't dally. We have a lot of important items and some critical items on this agenda, but I just want to keep things moving along. Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve minutes?
Are you skipping the election of the chair? I assume you put that on there.
Well, no, that was,
no, I took
that's
it
from
off.
Last. That's from last meeting.
That was short-lived.
I thought maybe you let it out.
I know. God, I lost my chance there. So, okay.
Yeah. I move we approve minutes for January 3 and January 10th.
And I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Minutes are approved unanimously.
Gotcha.
And how about, let's look at vouchers and payroll.
Okay, here's the payroll. Vouchers. We have some more engineering fees, not much. We have the work that was done behind Hangar C. I put that on a separate approval in case you wanted to go over a little more, Ken, before we submit it for payment.
Summary of everything that's here. Correct. Excuse me. Oh, it's right there. Okay. Okay. Good.
No, it's two pages, signature pages separate. Like on this one, I can get it all on one page.
Uh-huh. Mine page includes December also. I didn't.
Okay. So. Oh, so Jeff King plowed the airport.
Yeah.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah.
$200.
Yeah.
That's well worth it.
And he did a lot more than I asked him to do, and he kept the price the same, so.
Okay. So right there.
And the auditor. Seems like stuff
dribbles
in from them.
Oh, that's our quarterly processing of our vouchers and payroll and all that stuff.
Oh, county, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
On this Thompson Construction, do we want to review the invoice further or do you want to pay it?
Well, we should, let's approve it and let Ken hold off on paying it until Ken goes through it.
Okay, okay.
I've got some notes somewhere. Okay. Some things I want to ask that I haven't asked yet.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay, we done?
He's the chair here.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, I have to make the motion.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Do we have a motion for vouchers?
Unless Ken wants to make.
I move that we accept the vouchers and payroll.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, approval of vouchers and payroll, unanimous. How about correspondence?
None.
She's throwing away correspondence to get short of the meeting.
We'll look at,
but I do something. Okay, we received $15,000 from the FAA, another $7,000 in receivables. The airport fund has $3,400. The port fund has $78,800, of which $60,000 is in the investment pool still. have 83% of our revenues to still be collected and 84% of our expenditures to expend.
Say that last thing again. We have...
We have 83% of our revenue still remaining and 84% of our expenses still remaining.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And there are no court expenditures this month.
Okay. All right. Good. Do we have a motion to...
No, that's just a report.
We don't. Okay, that's just a report. Okay,
yep.
Good. All right. Thank you for that. Now is the time for public comment. You have anything for us, Linda?
I will hold it till the end.
Okay.
To help the time.
Good. All right. That's great. Thank you. I just opened it up to public comment. Dan, do you want? Would you like to say anything now or wait till the end?
Can you just tell me the number of hours, please? And that's all I have.
47.
Thank you.
Okay, commissioners' reports. Do you want to start, Ken?
I've been up to now, and before I left, I was helping with the project in the back a little bit, and I don't really have a report this month.
Well, I think you helped a lot in the back, but that's okay. Steve?
Credit card policy, do we want to... Helen gave us the information so we could put together a credit card policy.
You want to add that to the agenda?
I just wonder if somebody wants to put one together for a future meeting so that we can have it on a future meeting.
Agenda. I'm sorry that I didn't get that on the agenda. I thought I had
No, it didn't need
there.
To be an agenda.
Okay.
We don't have a policy, but somebody should put one together.
We could look at municipal services or municipal research, MRSC.
You did
they have something
that.
On that.
Okay.
I think you sent me that, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, got that.
Okay.
So it just means sitting down and putting something together.
Okay. Would you like me to do that?
Whoever. I'll be glad to do it. You're welcome to do it, though.
I'm just not as mobile as you guys right now. If I can do some paperwork and let you guys do the outside grunt work.
Okay.
I'll look at MSRC.
Yeah, I'll just give you this stuff.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Okay, the solar panel was... that was on yours, probably. You want to record
it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, anyway... Paul and I were out here, and we got through and got it fixed with some help from...
So you could reset it.
Reset it, yeah. We had a work day, a successful work day. Worked on, got the door fixed, posters fixed, soundboard that doesn't do anything up. I wanted to mention that if we end up hiring a person that has a title of airport manager, that we could reconsider... taking a car donation and setting that car up as a manager's car and leaving it at the airport. That's a possibility for future. We don't need to put that in the agenda but until we get down the road, but that's a thought I had.
Okay.
I had Ann Palmer put the Small Works roster on our website, and she rearranged her website. So she and I worked on that together, and now, my hope is that if more businesses would just simply go to our website and fill out the Small Works roster, and a copy goes to Helen, and she's going to work on making it a secure site so that the data can't be. But anyway, it's on there now, and if you go up to the top, you can see there's now pull down menus under.
Okay.
I think it looks good. I think she did a nice job. The snow was removed by Jeff King today. He jumped right on it. Helen called him, and I went out and met him, and he did a great job. Shimlick donated to the land, our food bank. Did we send him a thank you?
I don't think I did.
Could you do that? I'll be glad to do it.
I can do it.
Okay.
Thanks for thinking of that.
The
building is coming down on the RPZ, and he's doing a really nice, really good job. It's really clean. He's got snowed out, but I think he's just got to get the foundation out of there. And I read that we're going to have the driveway removed.
Yes.
And which is was the plan, and that's good. We should not have any fewer driveways. It's our own driveway. It's not anybody else's driveway. It's our own driveway, and we already have access that we spend money and fixed up. So Helen, I think I asked if you'd send them an email and tell them that.
I did.
Okay, great. So
and I talked to them personally too.
Okay, so they all know that.
And I like the fact that he has to till that ground anyway. So.
Yeah,
I just like the fact that we're not spending money to do that.
No, it's at his expense. Yeah.
And any dirt that he removes can be pushed down in that lower part.
Yeah,
if you any of you,
just to level it out a little bit, take some of that hump out if we can.
So we can move it on site.
Yeah,
because I'll probably be involved in that.
Okay, great. Yeah, so if you do that. Okay, and that's all I got.
Great. Thanks for attending to all that. I don't have too much to report. I did. I can't remember last time I reported. I attended a meeting with our new representative, Deborah. I think she pronounced it Lekanoff. Oh. And I just wanted to be there as a port representative, and she was inviting. Well, I got invited. I think we all got invited to that. But I thought one of us should show up and just be a presence, and then. She has our email. She's met somebody, and if we need some kind of assistance, then she'll know what we need. And I told her, I gave her a few things, that told her what we're working on here.
Yes.
Yeah. So then I also thought it would be good to have a port presence at the IOSA meeting, the first one in Friday Harbor. So I attended that, and I've been getting all the emails related to the reorganization of IOSA.
Okay.
So, and then Steve mentioned the inverter, and he mentioned the shed, so all that's what's been going on. Okay, anything else to report you guys can think of? Okay. Do we have any additions to the agenda for tonight?
Look over. I've done my work on analyzing the Shark Reef property. I thought we could add that, if possible, to eat.
Okay. Well, I remember that being on the agenda before I was sworn in. I can't remember if that was last fall, October, November, something like that. And I think the purchase of that property, the purpose of that was many-fold. One, to get rid of some dangerous trees. The other, to provide safer RPZ, among other things. And it's also a piece of property that's generating income that's helping pay for itself. There's the buffer issue for the airport. So I, in my opinion, that property should be retained by the port. I don't see any advantage in selling it, really. But what's your opinion, Ken?
We're going to take now.
Well,
just fine. Okay.
Yeah.
I had done research some time ago, and we just never got it back on the agenda. I don't have it with me, but the statistics of the airports closing in Washington are pretty drastic, and most of them are because of encroachment by the cities or the towns or whatever, or the neighbors around them. And that's not just statewide, that's nationwide, but that's a major item happening nationwide and in this state. And I had a list of all of them in Washington that have closed or are closing, some of them I've been to. The FAA also, and I don't have that paperwork with me either, but they are requesting the airports to purchase land around them to prevent the encroachment or the noise problems. We as a port, which is different than other states, that's an advantage in that we can use that property for other things also that are compatible with the airport rather than residential. And I think that's important too, that we follow the FAA's request that way, and I'll have to find the paperwork on that. The rentals here are in short supply. I think the fact that we can supply one and we keep our medic staff in there is excellent. Use for it. I also noticed it was on all the old master plans too, that as a future purchase, so I think we followed the master plan in doing so. I would really hate to see it sold and then cause us trouble in the future. Even if it didn't provide us an income, I wouldn't want to see it sold at this point. I can see encroachment problems, noise complaint problems, a lot of issues with it. Plus, we don't have that land to develop in the future if we ever wanted to, with airport compatible use. So, yeah, I would be against selling it.
How about you, Steve?
Well, I agree with everything you said. And purchasing that property has been on the plan, the master plan, on the airport layout plan for going back some 20 years. It's been one of the goals of this port, written goals, that previous commissioners have approved, is providing a buffer, purchasing buffer, and that's why they bought the property to the north, and that's why this property has been listed. I think it meets the goals of the port, the past goals of the port, and the present goals of the port. So I see, and financially, I think we'd be taking a risk selling it right now. Anyway, so I couldn't vote for it just for the risk and possibly involved that we'd end up with a debt that we couldn't pay off, and it's going to be a lifetime income for this port, saving taxpayers' money. So I think it's doing everything you'd want it to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the bond that's going to buy that property, a certain fraction of that is hard to, and I'm not sure you could divvy it out, but a certain of that is really going to the RPZ, which we could never sell anyway. So if you figured how much are you spending on it, it would be hard to calculate, but you're not spending all that whole amount on that piece, and it's generating income, which is paying partially for itself. And I think it's really there to ensure the future of the Lopez Airport, so I would be against selling it myself, too. So that's just an opinion, or those are opinions, I guess, in the future. Other commissioners could choose to sell it.
Oh, of course.
But that's our, I guess we're unified in that opinion. That's nice to know. So there's nothing to vote on there?
Yeah, at least the consensus on our part.
Okay. Okay, unfinished business, district clerk job interviews.
Okay, I sent emails out to the two people that I'd heard from. I heard back from one, and she said between the 20th and 28th of February would be a good time to interview. The other one I have not heard back from. And then a person called today interested, so I sent that person out an email with the details. My question is, do we want to just have like one commissioner and me interview originally? And then once we decide on one or two people, then all the commissioners would be involved in chatting with that person, and then you guys make the decision.
So we have three candidates right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know how easy it would be to get everyone together to interview, and I don't
know.
That's
what I was thinking.
Yeah. I don't think it would be, I think it would be allowed under the Open Public Meetings Act.
Oh, is it? Yes, it is.
So we're just interviewing, a candidate, right, executive session. Okay,
it's
okay.
It's an approved executive session.
I guess I don't have strong feelings either way. Certainly, it's most important that you're there, since you're most familiar with the duties. And if we can have one or more commissioners there, if it's executive session, we would have to advertise it at least 24 hours prior.
Right.
So I would say let's just see how many, as long as we can advertise it 24 hours prior, let's see how many people, many commissioners can
create their schedule. I think it'd be helpful if we could be there to, you know, get the first impressions, but if it becomes too difficult, I'm okay with, you know, one Helen and one.
Well, I'm just thinking we might end up having three executive session meetings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Okay.
That's okay.
Fine.
This is important.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm certainly willing to put in the time, and I'm probably going to be available, so. Okay, well then, right now we're looking roughly for the 20th to 28th, and we'll wait to hear back. If you wouldn't mind sending a second candidate another email that just saying we want to schedule interviews, and, okay. Let us know if you still have an interest. And so, back to the interviews, would we do those during the day, in the evening?
Whenever the candidate, if they're coming from off island.
Okay, we'll figure that out. We can figure that out via email.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right, thanks for working on that, Helen. Hangar layout plan.
So this is my idea. But the biggest thing about the master plan that really concerns me is that they've got this hangar layout plan that with a number of $6 million.
I know. It's just outrageous.
I mean, there's nobody in the world that's getting paid for that. And so I thought there are ways that we can go about solving adding more hangars that are a lot cheaper. And I like the approach that we, as much as possible, we try to maintain what we've got. You know, there are buildings on this island that are 120 years old, and they're going to last another 100 years. These hangars are pretty simple structures. The posts can be partially removed and
bolstered up.
The roofs can be replaced, doors can be replaced, and these hangars can continue on and save taxpayers and keep the cost around this airport reasonable. And so looking at this plan just irks me, and I would like to put our master plan on our website so people can all look at it. But if you go to this thing and you see $6 million, you go, what the hell are they talking about? And had we, you know, not been focused on other issues, we probably could have come up with a more reasonable approach. So I spent some time and did some drawing. Here's an approach that I thought we might consider. And I'm not asking for approval of this thing or budget. I just wanted to get something out of here that looks more reasonable than this one from our master plan. The first thing I did was look at Hangar D, and that's number 5 here. Mm-hmm. It's our Hangar D, which in a year and a half we'll be collecting full rent on it. And on the west side are 8 storage units. And it's good income for us, but it is also a problem because cars come in through the gate over here and are driving down taxiways. And I came very close to, with my plane taxi, and hitting one of those cars with my propeller. Mm. And I've heard other people too.
The ones I've seen are quite a high rate of speed too, it seems.
Yeah.
Like.
So that is a problem. So with that, I looked, well, if you took those units out of there, what could you do with it? Well, we talked about maybe the corner unit, maybe that's a better bathroom location. So in the future, we could put a bathroom in. But the middle 6, they're paired up. And I took some measurements, and if you pulled out the doors, you could and raise the level and put a roof on, and it could be a 212 pitch roof. You could actually turn those into open T hangers, or even closed hangers if you want to, but open T hangers.
Oh, right there off of D.
Yeah, okay. It's coming west.
Mm-hmm. Open to the parking.
And, yeah, raise it up nearly as level with the ramp out in front. Take out the trees, and you could add 3 more hangers at a much cheaper cost than building a hangar. So that was one idea I had. That's D. Then if you go over to Hangar A, that's our old hangar, the one we just purchased. In the plan, they have us getting rid of that hangar and adding 2 corporate hangars. These 2 hangars right here. Those are big hangars. And I don't see our plane housing corporate aircraft, personally. We've never had a call for it that I know of. And so you'd have a big white elephant. You have 2 big white elephants. I think you could downsize those to hangars that people need, 40 by 35 foot type hangars, and attach them on either side of the existing A hangar and build those 2 hangars just without tearing anything down and just adding those to it. So there's 5 hangars added to our existing structure without tearing down, replacing.
Or developing more land.
Yeah. Then the other
idea, which would be farther down the road, is that we could add two or three hangars, I put three in there, new hangars, on the east side, and it would require adding a small amount of property, maybe 10 to 20 feet of property if we could acquire it from the neighbors, and you could add two or three hangars along there. then put storage back on the back side of that, and so you get your storage back, and then the access for storage would be that pink line. So never once are they crossing
good idea.
Taxi area. Yeah. So they're entering all on roads. And then the yellow line would be for hangar use.
Yeah, completely away from the taxi lanes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it just looks like a safer, and then your main driveway would now be the driveway that currently now goes to the north hangars. Yeah.
So can I interject?
Yeah.
The idea popped into my head. What would, if say we decided to pursue this, and looking at your hangars, the new hangars proposed to the furthest to the south of A, what would be wrong with just bringing a wall along there and doing two more storage units right there?
I think that would be an excellent idea. Mm-hmm.
Then you get two more sources of income,
and they could come in there,
and they're need. Still not in the taxiway.
Yep. Yeah, okay. I think that would be a great idea.
All right.
Then I wandered north, past North Hangars, and I looked at the property where they wanted us originally to acquire property.
Yeah,
yeah, and put hangars here. Well, you could put in three hangars right in this area. Now, we don't own that property, but you could put them in, and those would be easy access because the planes would just come straight off. And if you wanted, if there was a market for corporate-sized planes, you could put them there. Mm-hmm. And just as a possibility. And
keep them away from the narrower taxi lanes, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does our property line take that right-hand jog
yes,
right there?
Yes, it does.
And then where does it go north?
Way out.
Oh, way up there. Okay.
Way up there.
Huh. Okay.
So the only other thing I wanted to add in this little presentation is that the hangars that the FAA requires for our size airport is a 79-foot space in between hangars. It's insane because our hangars are only 40 feet wide, so you can't put a plane with a bigger, more wingspan than 40 feet, and they want 79 feet, and you're not going to have two planes cross passing each other. It just isn't, I've never seen that before. So, but that is the requirement. So it is possible with this plan to keep the FAA plan of going north, which is never going to happen. And the only difference you would have, the only thing you'd do different is the new hangars. You could put two hangars here and two hangars here, right here, right here. And this plan, this layout plan would accommodate either way, either our existing hangars or way down the line if they were pressuring us to put 79-foot. And I don't get it because, 20 years ago they built these north hangars and it's only 51-foot between those two hangars. And they never said a word to us.
They didn't address it here.
They addressed it here, but they didn't address it there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I had a nice long talk with our engineer about this, and he explained 79 is the distance. So all I'm saying is that this is a layout plan, or if you guys have some other ideas, that we could actually just put up on the wall and say, here's another possibility that, you know, that's not $6 million, mm-hmm. and that we can start adding hangars as soon as we wanted to put some money into it.
Yeah, without tearing down all the existing hangars,
yeah,
like they were suggesting.
Without tearing down hangars.
And you're saying, going back a step, you're saying that if we did something over here, it wouldn't prevent if we ever did have to go to this layout.
Right.
It wouldn't prevent.
It wouldn't
tear down something we had just built.
Right.
Okay. The other comment is this location here, and maybe the other side, is the one that I've had interest expressed on already from people. And the hangar on this hangar here really needs to be separated from the building
or could be separated from the building and pulled forward, because this is a T hanger, and so that could actually be pulled forward if necessary. You could still get that storage in you were talking about, Paul, which would be two more rentals, which would be accessed from outside of the airport again, which is what we're looking at here, is keeping the storage units outside of the airplane area, which the FAA should be happy about. The new hangar on this side, the door slides past the, it would slide onto the extension of Hangar A building, basically, and so that would have to be separated by a couple of feet, you know, but that wouldn't change anything. The cost to build these hangars is much cheaper if you don't try to attach them, is what we've discovered. So if you don't attach, if you leave 2 feet or 3 feet or something, it's much cheaper to build that hangar than to try to attach it to the old building. Saves a lot of effort. But we could extend Hangar A out because it's a gable end. That's a really easy end to extend out for storage units.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So that's easy. We would just separate the other two hangars by 3 feet or something like that. That's turning out to be cheaper. We've gotten the person interested has gotten a price to attach it. It was really expensive. We've got another price. It's going to be quite a bit cheaper to separate it slightly. So that actually, and the infrastructure is already there. Versus building new infrastructure in a remote area. This property line is roughly where you've drawn it, between Fowler and Glasgow.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess you didn't mention this. As you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think these are some good ideas. What's our demand for hangars right now?
There's like 4 or 5 on the waiting list.
So would we, if we decided to go ahead with some of this, would we put these out to bid and just have people build them?
Well, I think that's a whole nother discussion.
Okay.
Because what that entails is what we're going to approve. And
that's the policy I'm working on too, is how to put this out to show that it's available. And some of the early preliminary study on it is it's much cheaper for a private person to build the hangar because they don't pay prevailing wages,
right?
And the port can purchase it from them, or we can do a lease like we've done in other places where they put up the money, build a hangar, the port doesn't have to come up with the money, we lease it to them for X amount of time. And there's several options available. If we had the money, yeah, we could put it up too. It would cost more, typically.
Yeah. Do you think we can get an MOS on the 79 feet?
He said, not likely.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And so would adding this hangar back here on A, I mean, it's got the space, but would it?
It would, I think it would meet the 79 foot.
And it wouldn't kick in making you fix everything.
Right.
By doing some work.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing is that this, the plan that they presented us wipes out this whole camping area, which was quite successful this summer.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people coming and camping. And it just wipes out all that. It takes out everything. And this, what I'm proposing, what I've drawn up here, leaves are at least 3. It wouldn't have 4, but it at least have 3 spots.
Yeah.
And and I like your idea. I don't know why I should have just drawn it in, shouldn't I? Of storage. Yeah, see, we got some real issues that we have to nail down.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we end up with just a ground lease forever, or whether we have it, we put a time limit so that it comes back to the port. Because ground leases don't earn you a whole lot of money.
Right.
I mean, we earn a lot more money
renting
the plane, but we can't afford to spend the money to build them either, a brand new hangar. The other issue is, do you let these people rent out storage out of their hangar so they get their money back?
Mm-hmm.
And
right, because that was one of the proposals been brought to me.
Which I think is, I mean, initially I've got a real issue with that. I know in the north hangars they allowed a person to put in outside doors and turn into storages, but and as far as I know, they're not being rented out. But I don't know how the port could ever
control
that.
Years ago, when I looked at it, he didn't rent them out. They were his. They were just separated from the other space. But
how would the port control it, though?
You couldn't. I mean, well, you could. But I mean, it
if it's rented out right now, I wouldn't even know about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Because it's a new owner now, so.
I think a former commissioner has something they want to say. Do you want to recognize?
Dan, listen.
On that hangar, the guy put in the storage without telling the port, and then the port saw what he was doing and says, "You, no, no, airplane only."
Okay, well, that's good to know, because I think we got to be right up front so that doesn't happen again. Because, boy, if there's ever a way, I'd like that ripped out, frankly, because we can't ultimately control it.
Well, I think that's where this policy is going to be important, is, okay, we've got land to develop. Here's the rules, you know, if you want to do it. We've got to make it attractive enough and yet protect the port enough.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a balance in there.
Right.
Skagit's doing a pretty good job on it right now, but they've got several different methods they've tried over the years. Uh-huh. Some have worked well, some haven't, and they've mm-hmm. narrowed that down to what works really well for them. They're a totally different setup than we are. You know, they've got the big guys, too, besides all the small stuff. So.
So you can see that state big discussion.
Well, no, I mean, I'll just state the obvious. Ground leases, they're not lucrative, but they're a positive income, you know. And so, and then I like the idea of having it at some point, the hangars be turned over to the port, you know, after 25 years, 30 years, whatever, some amount of time. And then they'll become money makers, bigger money makers for the port. So you're not spending anything to get a little bit of money, and then eventually you gain a bunch in the future.
Yeah, and that's a common way. That's the way hangars B, C, and D were built.
Right.
That after 25 years, they came back to the owners, the previous owners.
And some other airports have taken the other approach. They've said, we don't want to own deteriorating hangars. We want to take and resell those leases, and they ran the numbers. You know, we would have to run numbers and see if it makes sense, but they don't want a 25-year-old hangar. They would rather resell the leases, take that and build infrastructure for more people to build hangars that they get more ground leases on.
If you take the FAA's numbers of putting in new hangars, that would be what you would have to go that way.
Right, right.
You know, if you buy that, you know, I'm suggesting that we can keep old hangars going from our lifetimes.
And right, all the damage, you know, that was noted on Hangar A is pretty easy fixes, and that's the oldest hangar out here, and I think we can keep that going for a long time.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'm just saying what other small ports have done, and they ran numbers, and it made more sense rather than repairing hangars to resell the leases back for another 20 years or whatever. I don't know what the time period was. So,
well, if you guys
want to look at all options when we get there.
If you guys are okay, I just put these up on our, we got plenty of board back here.
This is basically an alternate that somebody drew. This is an alternate somebody else drew. I think it's worth having both of them up there.
Yeah.
Putting this one up so people can see there are other options.
Yeah. And I'm not saying we're approving anything. Right. I'm not asking for approval. But
their better idea is that 79-foot thing, that's the big stickler, I think.
Yeah.
Did the engineer say anything about the North Hangars, why there's no comment on the...
No, he did not know.
Okay.
And
it's just a mystery at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you could do is rip out five hangars and turn them around.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think the FAA is going to get their way on that, ultimately.
Okay.
That's
okay.
But they are putting pressure on, I think they're putting pressure on Friday Harbor to conform.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing all that research.
I like that there's other options for us.
Yeah. I just thought if I got it down in writing, we can talk and throw out ideas, but at least it's on paper, there is something we can look at. Yes.
So you'll post those?
Yeah, I'll post them.
Okay. All right. Discussion on the master plan narrative update at AWAS.
I don't think there's anything to discuss. Helen is.
I started placing ads today.
Oh, you're placing ads. Okay, good. Okay.
For the request for qualifications.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've spent some time with the FAA and our engineer. And our engineer is going to apply for it. It's no different than apparently what the procedure we did when we hired Reed Middleton to do our master plan.
They were already our on-call engineer, but they had to apply for it. And I talked to Eric, and he said, yeah, we'll apply for it. So he'll apply for it. We've interviewed him. Unless we get somebody else that's better, we'll just move down that road.
Well, good. So we'll just wait and see who applies, and we'll pick the one that we like. Okay, good. Moving to computer and laptop purchase. I think
can I jump in on this
another
one?
Research guy on that, too.
Can we just table that for now? I've got some more work to do on that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let me just, I've been thinking about that a lot. I haven't done a lot of research on it, but I'm thinking if we do decide to buy laptops, which I still think is a good idea, we'll probably have to pay a yearly fee, you know, to Microsoft, or maybe we can get an Office suite. So it wouldn't be a huge fee, but it would be an additional, anything that we pay for the laptops, we're probably going to pay for the Office suite. I'm assuming that we're going to go with
Microsoft's 365 or whatever.
Right, 365 Office Suite. So it would be in addition to the computers. But if you, I think if we buy like an Office version, it should be good to load in all
three
computers.
Three and five packs. I know there's three packs. I think there's five packs that aren't terrible. I hate the subscription method.
I do too, but I was forced to do it.
Somewhat reasonable. I know when you get the three or the five pack, whichever it was, I bought several of those. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. Well, we'll talk about computers at the next meeting.
Well,
or
whenever.
Whenever
I get back to it.
Okay. New business, a resolution for the budget?
We're going to table that. I had not heard back from the auditors. I sent them an email, actually the auditor and the treasurer, to figure out which resolution. I mean, could I do the shortened version, or did it have to be the longer version? And if the changes that I was formulating, if that works as far as their standards go. Because there were several items on there that we were still over budget, but I mean, I could go down and increase, decrease in all the way down the line, mm-hmm. every single one. But I wanted to know from them if what I had proposed was acceptable.
And that's
different.
The two versions you sent out to look at.
And the actual amendment itself, which if I have to do, correct more line items, you know?
This is all on last year's budget.
Right.
And we're not under a tight deadline to have it. Okay.
No, we're not under a tight deadline at all for it.
Okay, well, geez, the reason I was pushing things is it's such a long list here that I thought for sure we'd be here forever. But that's good. I don't mind tabling that. And it sounds like there needs to be some resolution before we can grapple the resolution. No pun intended. There's another opportunity for public comment.
I do. So if you're looking at hangars, and there's a waiting list for people that want hangars for airplanes, then remove the people that are renting hangars that don't have airplanes.
And there are two that are in the north hangars, the privately owned ones that I know of. And this port has never had a policy, and as far as I know, never acted on that before. So it'd be something we would have to put out a policy and say, just because you own a hangar, you don't get to.
No, there is a policy. There is a policy that says
It has to have an airplane in it.
Yeah,
but that's not the actually.
But are they also then people that are based elsewhere and just come up here? You know,
that does meet the criteria of being an active airplane.
Yeah,
because we have a couple of those.
It can be empty except for the weekends when they come up here. That's legal.
Or during the summertime or whatever.
Yeah. But if something's clearly not used to store an airplane, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Or
it doesn't have to be an airplane.
Even if they have an airplane in it, there's only one hangar that I know of that doesn't have an airplane in it.
Okay.
There's only one hangar that I know of, and I think I know all of them. And but there is one that there's an airplane that's not an active airplane. But we've never had a policy.
Being repaired? Under construction or being repaired?
Being ignored.
Oh.
Well, we do have a hangar opening up.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
That would be something, I think that is a good point, but it's a tough one. you would tell people that,
well, especially
you own this airplane, but we tell you, you own this hangar, but we tell you how it gets used.
Mm-hmm. It's in their lease.
Yeah.
They have to have an airplane. Mm.
Would you mind sending me a copy of the North hangar leases, just so I see how that, what that wording is, because you'd have to be diplomatic, but if it's in the lease, sounds like we might need to remind someone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you have the lease, a copy of the leases for these ABC?
I know I have one for A. Well,
well, they're all the same.
They're all the same.
A, B, C, D are all the same. Then the North hangars are different.
Posted up there, Paul, is for everybody to see those that I put a summary of the FAA requirements for hangars.
Okay.
On Nebula's airports.
Okay.
And
okay,
it isn't just an airplane in a hangar.
Yeah, it gets a little trickier than just an airplane. It's, or just an airplane being built or repaired too. It's, yeah,
actively,
it's a little more detailed.
Yeah, and we've never done anything about that before. Yeah.
Well, good point, Dan. Linda, did you have something?
Yeah, I really have appreciated listening to you guys discussing saving taxpayer money by different processes. So I appreciate that.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to try to save money wherever you can, because you're always spending money you didn't expect to spend. It right. gets disconcerting, but yeah, thank you. Yeah. Anything else? Any other comments? Doubts, anxieties, fears?
No, we don't get that anymore. we don't get that anymore. Motion to adjourn is all we can do.
Do I have a second on that?
I second it.
Okay, move that we adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
What's the time?
It give you a time on that. 5:46